here at the 93rd Annual American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Meeting. I'm speaking with Glenn Cope of Missouri, who was just elected chairman of the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee. Now, Glenn, why don't you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm Glenn Cope from Aurora, Missouri, southwest part of the state, primarily beef cattle there in Barry County, along with my dad and my younger brother, fourth generation beef producer there. I've been really active in FFA growing up through high school, and after college saw the opportunity to just really get involved and further some leadership abilities, particularly through the Young Farm and Rancher program there at Missouri Farm Bureau. And after enjoying that process, getting to be a part of that state committee and serving as chair of that committee for a year, I thought my wife and I decided to continue our leadership building activities, and we decided to join the Young Farm and Rancher Committee there at the American Farm Bureau level. So it's been a great ride.
And you're also on the Missouri Beef Industry Council board. And why do you think it's so important to be involved in these kinds of activities as a young farmer rancher?
You know, as a full-time farmer, I'm extremely busy. There's a lot of folks out there who farm full-time that it's very difficult to get away. But at the same time, I think it's extremely important that folks give back to their industry. Certainly there's a lot of slings and arrows that are coming our way, particularly from radical environmental and animal rights groups. And for us to educate them, continue a dialogue with them, and promote what we do every day, I think is vitally important, and especially in today. And it's necessary that we protect our industry.
Well, also what's important for agriculture is the future. And we have probably less and less people getting into the industry, young farmers and ranchers getting into the industry from year to year. How is YFNR helping that, helping to promote agriculture and keep young people in the industry?
Well, as you know, the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee facilitates a conference where at the state level, folks from all over the state, young farmers can come together. At the American Farm Bureau, it's the same thing. Folks from all over the country can come together. We have breakout sessions. We have tax experts that can help us when it comes to farm transitions. We have ways to learn how that we can better utilize our resources, how to improve yields, improve production, make farming more profitable. Because in the end, it's all about money. If a farm will not sustain a young person and support multiple generations, then it's going to be extremely difficult for that farm, for young farmers to want to stay on the farm. And through the conference, through the American Farm Bureau, we learn how that we can be more efficient, how we can provide for that second generation that wants to come and stay on board. And it's just vitally important that folks use these tools to learn how that we can take over the farm and ranch from our folks.
Now, do you have children, Glenn?
Yes, I do. I have a son who is 6, and I have a young daughter who is 10 months. And I want nothing more for them to be the fifth generation there at the same property that my great-grandparents started back in the early 1900s. And the traditions of farming and ranching is something that I think Americans should appreciate, and certainly I do, and that the great opportunity that we've been allowed to be a part of this industry.
Overall, how optimistic are you about the future?
I'm extremely optimistic. The first reason I'm optimistic about agriculture is because folks still need to eat. And every day there's more and more folks out there. The population of this country and this world is exploding. And at the same time, there's lots of concrete that's poured into the ground every day. Farmland is being taken out of production. Well, you and I both know that with decreased supplies, that will increase the prices. And hopefully farmers and ranchers can capitalize, if they want to stay in this business, can capitalize on those increased prices. And, you know, for generations, it's been extremely difficult for farmers to make a living. And I think that's going to start changing. With decreased supplies of food, increasing population, we've got a great opportunity ahead of us.
Well, you know, we talked about the fact that everybody knows that the average age of farmers is increasing. But when I look around here at the American Farm Bureau meeting and look at the young farmers and ranchers that are here, the people that are, you know, the couples and the young people that are in this final 10 for to be Young Farmer and Rancher of the Year, It seems to me like there is a lot more young people involved in agriculture, in especially on this national level, really. What do you think?
I agree. I think folks are seeing these opportunities. I think more and more young farmers are returning back to the farm. Folks that have grown up on a farm and ranch are returning back to the farm. They've seen these the potential that there is, and I think it's renewed an excitement amongst a lot of folks who've grown up on the farm. You know, certainly my parents experienced tough times during the 1980s, which a lot of the folks here, their parents have done the same, and that's changed. And I'm really optimistic, and it's exciting to see such a large group of young farmers here.
Big policy issues coming up here in 2012. How do you feel about the image of agriculture within the United States among the non-farming public, and how you might fare as far as policy issues on the federal level?
Well, certainly it all goes back to the budget. We're in this country, as well as many countries, especially in Europe, are facing extreme budget situations, difficulties, and that's going to influence the farm bill, and it's going to influence what farmers and ranchers need to do in terms of planning. Certainly, we're seeing through talk from legislatures that direct payments are certainly on the chopping block, or could potentially be, and those would be replaced with more of a catastrophic assistance type process. We're going to have to just see how this year turns up. This is going to be an interesting year in terms of how the Farm Bureau is going to be dealing with legislatures and carrying on a dialogue with them on shaping the Farm Bill. And it's just going to be an interesting year.
Well, as a cattle producer, let's talk about the beef industry, especially with declining numbers. We're seeing less dollars going into the beef checkoff program. Of course, it's been extremely successful program, and I'm sure that being on the beef council, you see what you're spending your money on, and that it's actually paying off, and you're seeing exports increasing. Let's talk a little bit about what you see as the current status of the beef industry and what you hope for in the future.
Well, certainly the drought in Texas and Oklahoma has played a vital role in our decreasing cattle numbers throughout the U.S. But, you know, with as I said before, with decreased supplies, we're going to see increases in price. A huge concern of mine serving on the Beef Council is, back in the 80s when the checkoff was first formed, a dollar went a lot farther back then than it does now. So we've kind of got a double whammy here. We're seeing less cattle, less checkoff dollars, and the dollar doesn't go as far. Personally, I would like to see the checkoff increased. I think I really miss the days when I could turn on my television and see a beef commercial on a national level that was promoting beef, and what a great job it did, and the beef jingle that everybody knows. Sam Elliott's voice, Matthew McConaughey's voice coming on the radio. And that has been still going on to a certain degree. But we've got to promote our product. For this industry to thrive, for farmers and ranchers to turn a profit, we've got to promote our product, bottom line. And I'm going to do everything I can to encourage more promotion of beef. And I'm excited about the beef industry, no doubt. But at the same time, I still want to promote our product, and I think it's vitally important that we do that.
Producers have to be willing to make that investment, I guess, right?
Absolutely, I agree.
All right, anything else you'd like to add, Glenn?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be here in Honolulu, thankful for the opportunity to visit with folks my age that are really excited about agriculture, and I believe there's great times ahead for young farmers and ranchers if they're willing to stay hooked, stay involved in farming, and I'm just really optimistic about our future.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Glenn Cope, new chairman of the YFNR Committee of the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.